好，现在我们打开罗马书。
Thunderbolt Romans，
罗马书第十二章
，Romans the 12th，
我们翻到了一同读第一到第三节。
We are going to read from verse 1 to 3。
罗马书第十二章，我们读第一到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3, Romans of the 12th。
翻到以后，大家一同开声来读。
And we shall read together。
罗马书第十二章
，Romans of the 12th，
第一到第三节
，Verses 1 to 3。
二三，所以。将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们善良，作为上帝的善良，神权可喜悦的旨意。我凭着是赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着上帝。大小看得合乎中道，不要看自己过于所单看的，要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。我们再来再念这几句话，不要
看自己过于所单看的，
要照着上帝
所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主要感谢你赐下这一段的话，求你今天晚上用你自己启示圣经的圣灵，使我们眼睛打开来看见其中的奥秘，看见你律法中间的奇妙，看见字句中的经义。愿主你自己用你的爱吸引我们，好像从我你自身的真道中间得出力量来建造我们自己，使我们以后的日子以前的日子不一样，因为我们懂得用你给我们的信心来认识自己，来对待自己，使我们走在正路中间。奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，
阿们。
我们上个礼拜已经开始思想自己衡量自己的这件大。
Last week we mentioned how to measure your own self。
这件如果说是小的话
，if it seems a very minute event，
关系到个人的事。
It concerns about oneself.
如果你把这件事当作很大的事情
，if you think it's a big event，
你就知道当一个人错误苦记自己的时候
，then
对全世界可能有很大的贡献，
哎，可能有很大的危害。Then you know that if you were wrongly just oneself, maybe it threat to the whole world.
希特拉就是一个很明显的例子。
Hitler is a very clear example.
希特拉在我的奋斗那一本书里面
，in my struggle that book written by Hitler，
挣扎。经历
and that experience of his struggle he wrote
in 小小的书
this small book
结果产生了对世界人类历史二十世纪最大的破坏
but to the 20th century it created a greater destruction
有人曾经把他因他而死的人
and some I calculated that those who died because of him
数目跟他写这本书的字的数目做了比较
and they want to compare to the number who died because of him and the number of words he had written in the book
每一个字要杀死几百个
That in his struggle, every word will kill more than the 10,000 people.
我的奋斗
My struggle
是我的事
It's my own event.
是个人的事情
Something concerns myself.
每个人都要奋斗
Everyone has struggle.
我的奋斗是我个人的事情
My struggle is my personal thing.
但是在你奋斗达到你所以为的成功的目的的时候
But when you struggle and reach the aim that you set for yourself,
过程中有多少人因而死
In that process, how many people become you die?
第二次世界大战
The Second World War.
十个人过去传统的估计是3500万。
The past tradition covered about 35 million.
到1989年的时候，重新估计是7000万人。
But in 1989, when they re-evaluated, more than 700 million.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为苏联的 Gorbachev.
Because Gorbachev
他自己承认有3000多万在苏联死的人。二次世界大战中，他们没宣布。
He said that in the Second World War in Russia, more than 30 million died, and they not disclose it.
我自己在巴黎尔讲到的时候
，And when I was preaching in Russia,
在这个乌克兰讲到的时候
，Ukraine,
他们告诉我们一些的秘密。
They told me some secrets.
当时有许多的苏联人，因为他们很反对自己的共产党。
Many were Russian because they go against their own communist system.
他们是联合德国人一同来打他们自己的。
So they unite with Germany and they fight their own government.
对于五 杀的人多得不得了。
So there were those were killed at that time were many in number.
许多的乡镇，许多的群众血流成河。
So in many town, many villages, actually they die in many number.
共产政府从来没有把这些事宣布。
But the communist government never declared this thing.
所以呢，这个希特拉的这个奋斗。产生的副作用大到一个地步。
So there is a side effect of this Hitler's own struggle.
可以了吗？我没有开始。
他给两万的。
他的奋斗。
And his own struggle.
要杀这么多人，流这么多的血。
And kill so many people and shed so much blood.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他自己对自己的看法是错误。
Because he has a wrong judgment of himself.
所以我说这是一件很重要的事。
So this is a very important thing I say. So many of a person when they evaluate their own self,
错误的标准看自己
with a wrong standard they want to judge themselves.
他要死以前的
before they die,
他发现应当做的他都没有做
They discovered what to do, they never did it.
他所做的都是不应当的
And what they have done is something they ought not to do.
人的生命在世界只有活一次
So our life in the world we travel only but once
成功是一次
Success only once
失败也是一次
To failure also only once
发财是一次
To
破产也是一次
To make money to bank go bankrupt also only once
你是健康是一次你百病重生疾病缠身也是一次
Whether you are healthy whether you are sick man only once okay,
你是流芳百世是一次遗臭万年也是一次
Or even your name to be remembered by many generations also once also not to be remembered also once
这其中的关键分别的要点在哪里呢
Where is the key then
就是你用什么眼光来看你自己
So what kind of eyes do you measure yourself
所以我自己越思想这一句的话
The more I think of this verse
我越感到其中的重要性是我们特别是青年人不可随便忽略的。
The why I feel important for this verse to young people.
保罗说：“我以上帝的恩典来劝你们。”
Paul said, "By the grace given to me, I exhort you."
第一节跟第三节是遥遥相对。
So verse 1 and verse 3 correspond to each other.
但是互相呼应
，correspond and echo each other.
第一节他说：“我凭着上帝的慈悲劝你们把自己献上。”
In verse 1 he said, "By the mercy of God, I will exhort you to sacrifice yourself."
第三节说：“我用上帝的恩劝你们。”好好看待自己
And by verse 3 he says that by the grace of God given to me I exhort you to judge your own self soberly
所以保罗绝对不是倚老卖老
So absolutely Paul is not using his old age and experience
绝对不是因为自己比别人优越可以对人家讲
Whether he is more superior than others they can exhort this thing
耶鲁大学有一个博士班的教授叫做 Otto Werner-Müller
Otto Werner-Müller professor in Yale University
我个人认识他
I know him personally
常常见他的面
And I see him frequently
他在课堂里面讲一句话
In the class he said one thing
Who are you that you think you are qualified enough to tell people what to do
你以为你是谁你有足够的资格来告诉别人怎么做
你凭着什么
On base of what?
可以站在众人面前告诉你要这样，你要那，你是谁
？That can stand among the congregation and tell people what to do.
所以你们这些做学生的人
，So you who are students,
当你们劝别人的时候
，When you exhort others,
你要思量你到底是谁
？You wanna think who am I?
同样是人。
So we are simply
told, 谁有特殊的资格去劝别人要怎么做
？Who are specially qualified to exhort others what to do？
保罗很明白这个道理。
Paul knew very clearly.
他说：“我凭着基督的恩劝你们。”
He said, "By the grace of God given to me, I will exhort you."
这个态度太美丽了。
So beautiful attitude.
但保罗说：“我是借着基督的恩来劝你们的。”
When Paul said, "By the grace of God, I exhort you."
表示他真正觉悟，他是没有资格劝你们。
Many a truly understand that he's not qualified to be exhortation.
神把这个恩典给他。
If it's God has given this grace to him.
照着这恩典，恐惧战兢，负责任做神要他做的。
Because this grace given to him, trembling, we are responsible figure. You want to say this thing?
如果做老师的懂得这个原则
，If a teacher knows this principle,
做父母的懂得这个原则
，The parent knows this principle.
那孩子们、学生们，在我们教导的过程中间。他知道不是你是最后的权威，是神的恩典是最后的。
So the children or so the students know that it is not you who the final authority, it's God who is the final authority.
换一句话说
，In other words,
保罗那是解释我今天的蒙上帝的恩才成为这样的人。
Paul is saying that it's by the grace of God I become such a man.
神是施恩的主。
God is the God the one who gives grace.
他是恩典的源头。
And the source of grace.
他恩待我，他也恩待你。
He has grace on me, also has grace on you.
我们既然是同样蒙恩的人
，Since we are all having the grace of God,
那我先蒙了恩。
So I'm first blessed by the grace of God.
我知道这些真理。
I know this truth.
所以我要分享与你。
So I want to share with you.
使你们也在上帝的恩典中你有份。
So that you have a share in the grace of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我从年轻的时候看见一个传道人，如果他好像自己很厉害教训人，我不大喜欢听他讲。
Since young, I know that if a person want to talk from himself about the grace of God, I don't like to listen to him.
但如果一个传道，一个牧师也很谦卑的心服侍上帝，靠着上帝的恩典传讲信息，我很乐意听。
But if a preacher by the grace of God that he preaches with humility, I like to listen to him.
我们从这些圣经看见保罗劝人是凭着什么？
From this law we see based on what that Paul exhorts people.
如果你看哥林多后书，你又发现另外一句话。
If you read Second Corinthians, you see another statement.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章告诉你。
In Second Corinthians chapter five, Paul says,
因为上帝是可畏的。
Because God is awesome,
所以我们劝你。
And that's why we exhort you.
这句话深深感动我。
It touched me deeply.
这句话深深影响我传道的态度。
Influenced me deeply in my attitude of preaching.
为什么我劝你呢？
Why I exhort you?
因为我若不劝你。
Because if I do not exhort you,
继续在错误的道路中行。
So you dwell continually in the wrong.
那以后你要站在上帝的面前。
So in the future, before God, you stand.
So 上帝公义的审判。
And be judged by God in His righteousness.
那个时候你当得住吗？
Then can you stand to God?
你那个时候能够经得起吗？
Can you stand up to God's judgment?
能不能经过考验站在神的面前呢？
Can you be tested and still stand firm before the Lord?
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
神是威严的。
God is authority.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
神是绝对不受贿赂的。
Absolutely, God will not take bribe.
他不会以有罪以无罪，也不会以无罪为有罪。
He will not deem those with sin as sinless, those sinless as sin.
因为上帝是可畏的。
Because God is fearsome.
所以我劝你。
And then I exhort you.
你把保罗讲话劝勉人的背后的心智跟他的态度完全了解下来的时候。
So we have to understand this mind and this attitude of Paul when he exhorts people.
你要知道这些话是不可不。
You know that this statement is something you have to listen.
保罗凭着神的慈悲对我们说话。
So by the mercy of God, Paul tell us.
保罗站在神恩待的人的身份上对我们说话。
By someone who has received the grace of God, in this statement, God exhorts.
保罗因为神是可敬畏可怕的审判者所以说话。
Because God is a fearsome, awesome judge, he tell us.
我们就应当很注意这些话的意义。
Then we must pay attention to the meaning of all these things.
保罗说：“我借着基督的恩劝你们。”
Paul said, "By the grace of God, I will exhort you."
不要看自己过于说看看。
Do not look at someone more highly than you ought.
或者是你不要做一个骄傲的人。
Or do not be a proud person.
你也不要做一个自高自大的人。
Do not be a proud person.
我们上个礼拜已经讲了一个很重要的要点。
Last week I talked about key point.
错误的对自己衡量。就产生了优越感跟自卑感这两个极端。
If you judge wrong yourself, too proud, you will go either you will be too proud or you too inferior.
这个教了到了二十世纪初期的时候，才产生两个很重要的名词。
So when it comes to the beginning of 20th century, the two important terms appear.
这个叫做 inferiority complex 和 superiority complex。
自卑或是太优越感，
那你自己感到自己比别人优越的时候
，So when you find yourself more superior than others，
就是圣经所讲的看自己太高过于所当。
Which means you think of yourself too highly than you ought to。
当你看自己什么都没有，很自卑的时候
，When you find yourself too inferior，
你是看自己低过你应当看。
You judge yourself too lowly than you ought to。
所以呢，这个事情就是许多人的生命。就这样浪费了。
Because of this, many people squander their life.
因为错误的估价。
Because of wrong estimation.
使我们生意做不成功。
That we do not succeed in the business.
错误对待别人。
And we are deal with people wrongly.
使我们的社交生活不成功。
So my social life also is a mess.
错误估计自己。
When you wrongly judge yourself,
你一切的一切都失败。
And all things and all things in you will fail.
别人对自己错误的估计是使他没有办法正确估计别人的原因。
If a person wrongly judges himself, that's the reason why they cannot rightly judge others.
一个人没有办法正确估计自己，是没有办法使他与神正确的交通的。
If a person cannot rightly judge himself, he cannot then fully and rightly communicate with God.
因为我们被神创造的时候，是被造的相对性的存在关系中。
Because we are created in the status of relationship of relativity.
所以我看罪恶，我不是从道德的行为去看罪恶。
So when I just look at sin, I do not judge it from ethical point of view.
我看相对关系的错误去看罪恶。
I want to see it from the position of relativeness.
我们对己有错误的看待。
So ourselves, we wrongly judge ourselves.
对人有错误的看法。
Also, we wrongly judge others.
对神有错误的看法。
Wrongly judge God.
我与我的关系就破坏了。
So the relationship of I with myself is not broken.
别人的关系破坏。
And my relationship with others is broken.
我与神的关系破坏。
And my relationship with God is broken.
关系的破坏是比行为的不道德更可怕的罪。
So the brokenness of our relationship with God and others is even more important than our moral sins.
我举一个很简单的例子。
For instance,
如果今天我在这里讲到讲得很好，如果我不是我讲得很好
，If I were to preach very well tonight,
如果我今天讲到讲得很好的话呢
？If I were to preach very well tonight,
那么你很欣赏
，So you appreciate very much.
你说内容丰富
，You say good content,
词句通顺
，And also the terms are good,
精神充满
，Spirit also,
而且与关系与会众的关系非常的密切
，And good relationship with the audience.
但是呢
，But then,
我讲的时候
，When I was preaching,
我用的态度是。用背向着你。
My attitude, I also use my back to face you.
你们要悔改。
You must repent.
你们要爱主。
Repent, love God.
我相信我还没讲完，你们都回家了。
I believe that before even I finish, you are all dismissed.
不会说他到底用什么词句。
You will not get the demon what type of terms that you use.
讲什么道理。
What kind of content he has.
他的词句好不好。
And whether his letter is good.
文化对不对。
Whether his grammar is right.
不会管这些。
No, you would not care this thing.
这个人这样没有礼貌，从头到尾讲到用屁股向着听众。
Because with you, in manner, you face.With your back.
所以你说我绝对不能接受这个态度。
Absolutely, I cannot accept this kind of attitude.
有许多的青年人只从理切入与人的关系。
So a lot of people use reason to establish a relationship with others.
没有从情切入与神的人的关系。
But not with sentiment to establish a relationship with others.
这个世界就因为许多有理而无情的把我们的关系破坏掉。
And these people is broken the relationship because you use reason and not emotion.
中国人说要入情入理。
And the Chinese say that you must have reason also with sentiment.
而且呢，是情在理之先，成为一个基本的条件。
Even sentiment, emotion must run before this reason as a condition.
西方的教育的失败。
The failure of the Western education.
西方制度的缺乏。
And also the lack also in the system of education.
理性而不注重情感的方面。
And because they emphasize too much on reason but not emotion.
太注重逻辑而缺乏人际关系的重要性。
Emphasize too much on logic not human relationship.
经过了三百年，从这个启蒙时代到理性时代。到现代的这个哲学历史
，So more than 300 years since Enlightenment until today，
在二十世纪末期的时候被后现代主义推翻掉。
So when it comes to the end of 20th century, it's cast away now by the postmodernism。
唯一的原因就是在此。
The only reason is here。
所以二十世纪下半年
，So the second half of 20th century，
有一种书呢突然间纸贵洛阳。广泛被大家接受
，a kind of book suddenly being acceptable by some people，
这个叫 EQ 的
EQ，
从前呢
，in the past IQ
是 intellectual quotient，
那商智商，
但是呢，这个 EQ 是 emotional quotient，
情绪上 EQ，
人的 EQ 失败 ，IQ 高的人很少成功。
So if you fail in the EQ, you have IQ, you cannot be successful.
这个关系是很要紧。
So relationship is very important.
当然，东方人是很注重关系。
Of course, Chinese place a lot of emphasis in this EQ.
东方人
，Orientals,
但是中国人
，the Orientals.
所以不是关系就很难做事情。
Because if you know, don't have relationship, it's difficult to do anything at all.
很可惜的，中国人同东方人所讲的关系。常常用钱财做因素。
But very pitiful the Chinese and Orientals when they say about relationship, they use money as a measure.
现在我不再提到这个事情了。
So I'm not going to mention more on this.
讲回人际关系的重要性。
So when talking important human relationship,
关系的正确
，when you're right in relationship,
关系的恰当
，and also appropriate relationship,
产生了对己、对人、对自然、对神、对社会、对今生。对来世的正确的这个关系
，It will produce right relationship with you yourself and others and nature and God and all other things。
这就是做人最基本的事情。
That's the most basic of humankind。
这个基本的事是从你怎样对待自己。
So for this basic thing is start how do you judge yourself？
当你要卖一个东西的时候
，When I want to sell something，
你的这个表呢是钢做的或者铜镀钢的
？Whether this is steel or whether chrome？
如果说哎，这个是全钢。
If this is steel,
而且是不锈钢
，and also the stainless steel,
从它的比重来看，这是很高级的合金。
From the weight, this is a very high this alloy.
这个很 high quality alloy.
When this is a high quality alloy,
你用的费用是很大的。
So you spend a lot of money, very expensive.
所以说定价不能随便。
We cannot simply fix the price.
当你在知道它里面的合金的成分有镍的时候
，When you know that there's a nickel also in that alloy，
里面呢有这个纯钢的成分
，and also pure steel，
而不是随便的这个金属
，not any other metal，
你就开始定价有所根据。
So you know the basis for the fixed price。
另外的手表你看了看
，and that watch when you look at it，
为什么这个表呢一样大的重量两倍
？Why is the same watch but the weight twice the weight？
原来铁的比重是 7.9。铁的比重
，because it's iron, the weight comparison is 7.9.
铜是8.6
and this copper is 8.6.
但是这个呢，差不多是铜的两倍。
This twice the weight of a copper.
当你真正注意的时候，这个不是铜，不是铁，这个是那个纯钣金。
So you know, it's the platinum, it's the white gold, it's not that the copper.
所以你就知道这个表的价钱一定是差不多十倍的价钱。
So you know this watch cost more than 10 times the price.
不但是因为它质量是贵的，所以它是价钱高。
Not only the quality is good, that's why the price is high.
用这个仪器来做纯白金手表的时候，这个仪器比平常的东西更容易坏三倍。
Even the tool to use to make this watch also will go
easy to be destructed or something.
To waste away.
所以呢，这个呢，价钱要再算进去。
So you want to calculate the price too?
第三
，the third，
这种白金的表，就纯白金的表
，this kind of pure white gold，
它一定工厂出的比例是平常钢表的1%。
It will only be 1/10 of the total production of those steel watches.
同样的形状
，the same shape，
它的 Philip，
它的 Philip，
做黄金的做500个。
When you have there's a gold one,
500
platinum only 200,
红金的做200个
and also rose gold also
白金的
400,
只做10个
and there's a white gold made 10.
不以稀为贵
so it's more costly when they rare the price.
这些因素啊
so when all these factors
慢慢加上去的
when added into it,
你不奇怪为什么有的表1块美金，有的表呢200万美金。
No wonder some of the watches are $2 US, some $2 million.
因为这个表的机器是瑞士心理人做的。
Because this is manufactured by Swiss citizen.
一个机芯的原来的价钱是7块美金。
Even a small screw will cost you this much.
如果里面是伊卡做的，简单的三个针的是35块美金。
It's made by 伊卡 maybe $35.
如果是这个码表或者计时表是单单机器。批发是156块美金。
If even time watch will cost you the machine maybe $150.
但是呢，这个机器原来有1382个零件。
But actually, this machine has more than 1,200 parts.
全世界在20世纪只有一个人做的一个。
In the whole world of 20th century, only one person had made this watch.
希腊尖达 Grand Sonori.
And that's the name.
所以这个人就卖了100万美金了。
So it is sell $1 million.
所以不懂的人表就是表嘛，管他， so, 反正看时间就够了。
So to the people who acknowledge the watch is watch.
人就是人嘛，两个眼睛一闭，大家一样的。
Man, I mean, everybody is the same, two eyes, one nose.
我告诉你，两个眼睛一个鼻子，不但是人，狗也是啊。
I tell you, even dogs that with two eyes and one nose.
猪也是啊。
Even pigs.
而且鼻子都是两个洞的。
And also the nose with two holes.
所以定价的问题啊。
So to pay the price
不简单。
Not easy.
你越研究越知道，苦计不是很简单的事。
The more you study, the more you know that to estimate things are not easy.
现在小孩子生出来的时候
，So when the baby is born,
你怎么知道这个人以后变成什么？
How do you know what would it become?
你怎样定他的价
？How will you fix the price for
it? 你怎样看他的前途
？How will you see the future?
每一次孩子哭的时候
，Every time when the baby cries,
妈妈就问发生什么事啊
？Mama was asking what's happening.
每次孩子哭的时候
，Every time when the baby cries,
我不是那样想
，I'm not thinking this.
我想这个以后大概是男高音或者女低音。
In the face of whether it's soprano or whether it's
a
tenor.
每次演戏的时候
，Every time when the play,
灯光照出来。
When the light shine,
你就感到非常受感动的情面出来。
And also you are touched with emotion.
我不是的
，I'm not.
我一看就知道大概多少量，多少瓦。
I've seen how much water, how bright.
这个大概用什么心理学制造这个场面
？And what kind of psychology you use to create this emotion?
你明白吗
？You understand?
所以每一个人的古技法后面的哲学是很大的。
So the philosophy behind your estimation is different.
只有这种眼光看圣经的时候
，When it's with this a sight you want to look at the Bible.
这个保罗不简单的。
Paul is not easy.
保罗说：“凭上帝的慈悲，劝你们把自己献上。”
By the mercy of God, he said, "Exhort you to make yourself a living sacrifice."
让我们做活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
保罗又说：“你们的插电何为？上帝 善良寻求科学的旨意。
And test also approve what's the pleasing and good will of God.
所以你献上为活祭以后
，So after you make a living sacrifice，
你的心意更新了变化
，Be renewed in your mind。
因为这抓到这个人生的焦点
，So you want to find the focus of life，
能够找到神在你身上的旨意
，And find also the will of God upon you。
能一生一世遵行神的旨意
，Therefore whole life you want to follow the will of God，
又不随便看待自己
，And do not dim simply yourself，
一层一层进去。
Level by level, you enter it.
就是雕塑你
even you want to be stopped,
使你成为一个伟大的人。
You're a very mighty person.
这是很不同的事情。
This is different.
在文艺复兴的时候
during the Renaissance,
有一个人呢叫做 Michelangelo.
Michelangelo, a person.
有一天他走路走到一半
when they halfway in his way,
人家对他说有一块大理石被人丢掉。
People say that there's a marble being thrown it away.
他说多大？
This is how big?
那个超过两公尺长
2 meters.
那么什么形状的
What is the shape?
是长长的
Long?
是不是有不同的这个角度不同的这个形状
Is it in different shape?
他说不
Is it no?
相当整齐的
Quite oblong
一块很长的大理石
A big
两公尺半以上
About more than 2.5 meters.
所以米开朗基罗就有兴趣了
Michelangelo was interested.
跑到那个地方
He went to that place.
一直看一直看
He said
看看看别人不知道他为什么看那么久
Other people don't know how come he stayed for so long
一块大理石就一块大理石
People just look at the marble
他一直看
He was staring at that
在把那个角度
And then in an angle he was staring
转到前面那么近
Big an angle he was
看完了以后呢
Viewing again
他说我要用
He said I want to use it
我要买下来
I want to buy it
这块石头是什么石头？
那我看 marble 是？
你说大理石就是大理石
It's just a marble
这块石头是另外一个雕刻家雕到一半雕坏了没有用
If you ask how to do it make a sculpture but make a wrong meaning of it
雕一个人
You want to make a person
正在打仗的话
and having a war
那么你的手势是这样
so this is your posture
雕到一半这边断了还能用吗
halfway through it was broken
就不能了对不对
can I use it
就不能雕了嘛
so can I continue
长长的
long
细细的大大的
slender big
那个艺术家不能用
so the artist can't can I use it anymore
Michelangelo 去看
Michelangelo was staring at it
有什么可能性
what kind of possibility
怎样刻成一个有用的东西
How can I sculpt it to the good?
它不够横面的这个面积。
Not good in lateral length.
只有这线的面积。
But only the oblong in shape.
我能刻成什么呢
？What can I make out with?
结果它刻成一个什么呢
？You know what it make out with?
脚伸出来一点点。
With a leg stretched.
这里拿着一个石头。
Take a stone here.
这里拿着一个弓。
And also with a bow.
真的看作歌利亚。
Looking like Goliath.
代表射弓以前站在那边。非常有自信心的把握的大卫
Because he, before he threw the stone he was looking with confidence That's David
你们知道我在讲哪一个雕像吗
You know which sculpture I was saying
这个雕像现在在 Florence Academic 里面
In Florence Academic
从来没有发生的事情两个月前发生的
Two months ago it happened
他们这几百年没有好好刷干净这一次刷的时候不是收在后面刷是公开刷看他刷的还要付票
They never clean the public mouth, they clean the public, you gotta pay them.
太美丽了
So beautiful.
我相信女孩子看了这个像以后很难找到合意的情人。
I believe the lady will look at this, it's difficult for you to find a good man for you.
米开朗基罗其自己呢其貌不扬
Because Michelangelo was ugly.
但是他能够找到男性的威严美丽的身体比例的正确最伟大的创作在艺术中间怎样用心灵表达在肉体的样式上面
So he could you also in art how to express spirit or in physical form
我今天要讲的是什么呢
What am I saying
他怎么看
How did he look at it
你要这样看你自己
You must look at yourself in this manner
你要看自己
Look at yourself
不是看你的不可能性
Not to look at the impossibility of your
看你的可能性
Look at the potential
越早看准
The early you look at the potential
越幸福
The more you're blessed.
我再讲一次
One more time.
你越迟看准
The later you look at yourself rightly
越没有机会
The less opportunity you have
你越早看不准
But the earlier to see yourself not rightly
也浪费你的生命
You waste your life
所以怎样看待自己
How do you look at yourself
早早看
Earlier
准准看
Rightly
看得正确
And correctly you look at yourself
加工在其上
Then you want to add more work polish yourself
你的一生就不一样
Then the whole life is different
你明白这句话重要性吗
Can I say the bottom of this
保罗这句话不是随便讲
Paul did not simply say this
不要看自己贵所当看
Do not look at yourself more highly than you ought
请你那些不肯奋斗而自以为自己很高的人一定是浪费青春 毁灭自己的前途。
So he who refused to pay much effort and also strive, he was following his will.
那个看自己不起的人，常常有比看自己太高的人可能更大的成就。
Those people who look at themselves inadequate will be better than those who look at themselves more highly.
所以有时神的恩典临到一个人的时候
，So when God's grace comes to certain people，
就让他经过一个非常痛苦的少年生活。
They go through some very suffering youth。
在他童年的时候受尽欺负。
So when he was young, he was bullied。
劳力劳心
，you got to labor and work hard，
流汗流血
，and also shed the blood and also sweat，
甚至要流泪流命。
Sometimes he got to shed tears and even give the life up。
圣经所讲的
，the Bible says，
少年负恶原是好的。
When they take yoke at the time when they're young, it's good for you。
生在很有钱的家里是幸福吗
？Is it blessed or want to be born in a wealthy family？
暂时看是幸福
，temporary maybe。
长久看不一定
，but for a long term it may not be。
一个人生在贫难的家中的人是受苦吗
？A person who is born in a suffering home is suffering？
不一定
，not necessarily。
问题就是你怎么看出你里面的价值？过于你看见你外面的遭遇。
The problem lies how do you look at that in you that is the suffering that you go through.
上个礼拜我说的那些看自己过低的自卑的人里面还是骄傲。
And last week I was saying those who are in doing yourself inferior, you are still proud.
所以保罗不必说你不要看自己低过所观看。
Paul do not have to say that do not feel inferior.
他只要说你不要看自己过于所观看的已经都包括在里面。
But to say that do not feel too highly that include that part of it.
人为什么会自卑呢
？Man, how come we feel inferior?
与人相比。
Because when you compare with others.
当你与人相比的时候。
When you compare with others.
你发现不如人。
You find that you are not better than others.
你就产生自卑感。
And also you feel inferior.
自卑感的动机从哪里来的
？So where can the motive inferior?
我怎么可以输给别人
？How can I lose to others?
我什么让他比我胜
？How can I he win myself?
为什么他比我更好的
？How can he better than I do?
我就生气。
So I get angry.
那种自卑是实实在在的骄傲产生出来的付出。
That kind of inferiority complex is a side product of pride.
如果没有外族侵犯到那些野蛮的地方
，If without the outer nation they come to invade us，
非洲内部没有穿衣服的人
，You know these African those without putting the clothes，
他们从来不自卑嘛
，They never feel inferior。
反正你也没有穿，我也没穿，看来看去不要紧。
So you have no clothing, I have no clothes, it's okay。
等到你把他抓到德国。
When you capture them to Germany, and after they live the life of one week in Berlin, they put the coat, they want to take off the clothes, they don't want to. They find that compared to others, I shouldn't be. Actually, without putting the clothes, it's more beautiful. But the same God as they are given to mankind is good. Because when there's a comparison, you find it inferior. How come we hate this imperialism? Because they are rich, we are poor. So poor is because people are rich and you're poor. You're poor because you're poor. Suddenly put you beside a rich man, you find that you're poor now. So you hate those who are rich. This is a psychological problem. But one who truly knows this principle, so you do not blame the heaven or earth. I do not have to envy others. You do not feel inferior. What he needs is to find a struggling power in him, also the conviction, as the possibilities, potentials, then by the grace of God, by the faith God has given to him, fight yourself up. These kind of people have future. My dear brothers and sisters, today if I were to give a form with 100 questions, to what thing you feel that inferior? Is it knowledge? Is it money? Is it experience? Is it a family background? Is it knowledge? Is it without work? Is it with a friend? If I would find all this list for you, you have a concept. Because I'm lacking all these things, that I'm not better than others. Those things you feel are lacking, It could come in your life.
不需要从天掉下来。
It don't have to come from heaven.
神已经把这个可能性隐藏在。
God has put all this possibility in you.
当我们现在研究音乐的时候
，When I study music,
那个 Haydn 的 symphony 很和谐。
You know, Haydn symphony is so harmonious.
它已经超脱了。巴洛克时代的对位法
It translates the counterpoint of Baroque
他可以用这个单音乐把伟大的音乐表现出来
They can use this monophonic to express the music
这就是 Scarlatti 在 Handel 在巴哈的时候没有的
So this is something before Scarlatti
然后呢这个 Mozart 继承了他
So Mozart inherited that
结果超过他
And so supersede him
贝多芬再继承 Mozart再超过 Mozart
Beethoven also continued from Mozart but transcend him too
这些人从哪里来的
Where come these people
不音乐学院来的吗
Because they come from a music conservatory now
音乐学院不能教这种人
Because music conservatory cannot teach these people
这种人所找到的音乐成就变成音乐学院的内容
But the achievement of this kind of musician became the content of teaching of these colleges
你明白我的话吗
You understand now
所以我不要以为什么东西本来有的我既然没有我就不如
Do not feel that all these things I must have since I don't have I do not be better with others
我应当发现我里面可以产生一些历史上从来没有的来使历史可以进入
I must discover that in me I can discover something that history do not have so I can transcend history
你说他除非是天才
Unless a genius
或者他不是你所讲的根本是空话
If the Reverend Stone is all vain talk
承认天才不是人造的
Genius are not make my man
我承认
I know it
天才不是科学可以教的
Genius is not taught by science
我承认天才是神对整体人类所赐下的给个人特别
And I acknowledge that genius is given by God to the whole mankind
天才放在屋顶上常常说这里不能站两个人
So when the genius stand on the rooftop he said that we cannot stand two person here
天才固定是很孤单
So geniuses are very lonely then
天才保身两代所以当代人看他是孙子后代人看他是祖父
So Jesus is born two generations ahead. That's why the contemporary see that he's just a grandson. But it's a miracle in mankind for Jesus. And Jesus is a mystery in the knowledge. And Jesus is also in the realm where reason cannot reach. So we don't have to be geniuses before there's a meaning in life. We're not geniuses. At least we know that God has given this talent we will be useful.
我是我才不是天才
I'm myself.
我才就是我才
So I'm my own talent.
怎么去找到我的才
How can I find my own talent?
怎么去发挥我的才
How can I discover my own talent?
美国有一个人做工做到八十多岁退休以后突然间一举成名
There's a person who has worked until 80 years old and then suddenly he became famous.
他的军队上没有什么出名
In a military power, he has no name.
他退休的时候就做 colonel, 就是中将。
But after he retired, he became a colonel.
所以这个人没有升到将军的地位。
He didn't become a colonel.
这个人出生就在 Kentucky.
He was born in Kentucky.
他的名字叫 Colonel Sanders.
Like Sanders, his name was.
到了八十多岁的时候
，When he come to 80+,
发现他有一种才别人没有。
Discovered he have a talent people don't have.
他煮的鸡比别人更好吃。
The chicken he fry is better than others.
后来他就发展天生我才必有用。
So he also find that he has a talent.
就变成 Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Become Kentucky Fried Chicken.
现在我告诉你
，I tell you,
Kentucky Fried Chicken 这个老人的像比毛泽东像多很多。
I tell you what, there are more of this figure of the Kentucky Fried Chicken, this old man that can be Mao
Zedong.
And more than Mahathir, of course.
现在很少看见毛泽东的像。
And very few that you look at the figure of Mao Zedong and Stalin.
很少看见林肯的像。
Seldom you see Lincoln's picture.
全世界重要的城市都有 Kentucky Fried Chicken 的像。
But in the whole world, important city have this picture of Kentucky.
他不是天才。
He's not genius.
他是我才。
Is he himself?
天生我才必有用。
大家都给他
点掌声。
天生我才必有用。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
今天这一篇你又听懂了。
So now you understand this message。
你还我学位$1,000都不够的，我告诉你。
So it's not enough.
那你以后的日子
，but in the future，
跟以前就不一样。
You're different from the past。
那我要怎么看自己呢
？How do I look at myself？
保罗在哥林多书信里面提到两种错误的自估。
Paul in the Epistle of Corinthians there are two kind of wrong estimation
他说我们不像那些人
We are not like those people
注意听啊我们不像那些人
We are not like those people
那些人是谁
Who are those people
他们以别人较量自己
They use others to compare themselves
他们以自己较量自己
They use themselves to compare to themselves.
保罗就提到两种错误的自顾自评。
Paul mentioned two kinds of standard which is wrong instead of estimation.
你怎么看你自己？
How do you look at yourself?
我用自己的看法来看我自己。
I use my own view to view myself.
我的看法是这样，你不要管我。
So this is my view. Don't care about me.
你常常讲这样的话，对不对？
Many times you say this.
你不能管我。
Don't care about me.
我要这样，就这样。
I want to do this in this manner.
你讲的有点像秦始皇的样子。
So you're like a 秦始皇。
你以自己的标准衡量你自己。
So you use your own standard to measure your own self.
保罗说错了。
Paul said no.
我们不像这些人。
We are not like these people.
我们自己较量。
Because they compare themselves to themselves.
They measure themselves with themselves.
They measure themselves to themselves.
第二呢？
The second.
他们用别人较量自己。
They use others to measure themselves.
Measure themselves with others.
用别人来衡量他自己。
别人怎么讲你？
So how people talk about yourself?
你就变成别人所讲的嘛。
Then you become the object of being talked about.
你自己讲你。
So we talk about yourself.
你就是你所讲的嘛。
You are the one you talk about?
不。
No, no, no.
所以呢，凡是以自己衡量自己的
，So if you were to measure yourself according to yourself，
都是很危险
，It's dangerous。
毛泽东犯这个错，
毛泽东 have committed this mistake，
没有人可以改他
，No one can correct him。
斯大林犯这个错
，Stalin had this mistake。
希特勒犯这个错
，Hitler also。
现在另外一个傻瓜萨达姆胡塞又犯
，Saddam Hussein also。
他们以自己衡量自己
，They use themselves to measure themselves。
一手遮天
，and going to cover their eyes。
不顾天下
，also cover their eyes。
Osama bin Laden 犯这个错
，Osama bin Laden also have this mistake。
你不要想了，你要 Osama bin Laden。
So you want to be different？
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他以为他这样就是得胜的。
Because they thought that they were victorious in the measuring this man。
有回教徒说，我很佩服 Osama。
So the Muslim say, I admire this
man. 他敢向美国挑开战。
He dared to challenge the Americans.
是他的方法改变了战争的哲学。
Well, he is a way to change the philosophy of war.
抓不到他的。
You cannot catch him.
你没有办法跟他宣战。
No way you can declare war.
因为他没有国界。
He doesn't have a boundary.
他太伟大了。
He's so great.
我问他几句话。
I want to ask him.
我问他说，奥萨马是勇敢吗？
勇敢。
我问他什么，你回答。你自己衡量。你看他是不是勇敢的？
I want to ask you, is Osama great?
他怎么回答的？
How did he answer?
他不像李建南这么回答。
You sound like me.
他说你想想看，如果不勇敢，怎么对美国敢这样炸呢？
He's just saying, he's a courageous man. How can he bomb America?
当然勇敢。
Of course, brave.
你两座高楼给他打下来，美国经济在两个月跨了几十亿美金。
因为 the high screaming,
勇敢。
Right, a building was bombed.
我说如果是brave。人家打死你去躲在山洞里，你认为那个勇敢吗？
If people want to kill you by your higher self in the cave, are you brave?
他就开始不能回答了。
So you can answer.
一个勇敢的人
，once courageous，
或者杀了人，然后自己躲起来，那个是最没有胆量的人。
That you kill other your higher self, that's coward.
勇敢的人为真理敞开就义，众人公开来杀他的时候。他愿意担当别人的困难，这个才叫勇敢。
He was courageous for himself, but he died to be killed.
所以基督教的勇敢是耶稣上十字架上的勇敢。
So the courageousness of Christianity is that Christ is the go to the cross to be nailed.
牺牲自己拯救别人。
Sacrifice himself to save others.
别的宗教的勇敢是杀了别人自己躲起来，这个非常可怜的。卢浮不是勇敢。
But the courage of the other religion is that they kill others, they hide themselves, that's cowardice.
他有道理。
Well,It's reasonable.
那有道理。
It's good.
我说当然有道理。
Of course,
是有道理。那么我再问你一个问题。
So ask another question.
如果 Osama 有原子弹，他会不会用
？If Osama has an atomic bomb, would he use or not?
他一定用。
He will use.
对不对？
因为
巴不得用原子弹，用飞机炸只有两座楼，用原子弹整个曼哈顿都完了。
So if he uses an atomic bomb, you destroy the whole man.
如果他有原子弹
，If he had,
他一定用。
He will use.
你相信吗
？Do you believe it?
他说对，我想一定用。
我说 Yes.
那我问你
，I think so.
美国有原子弹已经五十多年了。
American has some atomic bomb more than 50 years.
为什么还不用
？Why did they never use it?
你明白这个事情吗
？You understand now?
这就是为什么要把那些制造大伤杀力的武器的这个萨达姆胡塞一定要把它对付。
And that's why they got to deal with that this Saddam Hussein to make atomic bombs.
这些人只要胜，没有对人类负责任。
Because this is why people want to be victorious, they don't want to be responsible to humankind.
如果这些人早有原子弹，早就用了。
If this people had atomic bombs, they would use it early time.
为什么美国、法国、中国、苏联有了几十个原子弹，他们不随便用
？Why does China for France, for Germany, they have atomic bombs for
the? 固定的，
they would use it.
不是战胜。
Because their concern is not the win,
不是杀敌,
not the kill,
顾念是整个人类的安危的问题,
and also the security of the whole humankind.
所以如果科学不在伦理学控制之下, 科学是人类的敌人。
So science is not in the, if not in the realm of ethics, then it's the enemy of mankind.
伦理学是哲学的一部分。
But the ethic is part of philosophy.
如果哲学不在神学的控制之下，哲学也成为人类的敌人。
If philosophy is not under the guidance also in theology, then it's going to be enemy of mankind.
这样追溯下去
，So when we trace the source,
找到一个 reform epistemological classification，
我们就想到这个归正神学这个知识论，
整个神学知识论架构的层次。
So the classification of reform theology in epistemology.
大很大的事情。
A big thing.
我想每个题目我都可以跟你讲几个钟头。
For every topic, I talk to you more than 10 hours.
我抛砖引玉。
But just to guide you.
点到为止。
And as is the point.
因为我相信你们有很多的聪明人可以举一反三，你可以出类拔萃。
So I believe that many of you are intelligent, you can understand even better.
我如果这样的，我就可以把罗马书讲完，或者讲到耶稣再来还在十二章。
Then if that's so, I can finish the book of Romans. If not, I can continue to preach and preach that in the end.
你今天得到启发了没有呢？
So have you been inspired?
Osama 是勇敢的吗？
Osama is brave.
萨达姆森是智慧的吗？
萨达姆森 is wise.
如果他们有原子弹，
if they have atomic bomb,
他们会不会等五十年才用的？
Would they wait for 50 years?
大不得今天有，明天就有。
They were used to the tomorrow when they have today.
今天晚上你睡觉没有起来，他就有。
And even before you wake up from tonight, they were used to the next day.
苏格拉底的时代，
at the time of Socrates,
有一种人叫做。这个叫做这个 sophist，
刚好的诡辩者 sophist，
sophist，
the sophist，
这希腊文就是智慧
，wise man say
sophist，
sophist
就是智慧的人
，the wise man they say，
自己自吹自己是智慧的。
This was self boasting that they are wise man。
他说你跟着读书
，learn with from me。
我要你给我多少钱
？How much I want to charge you？
把智慧分给你。
I'll share with you my wisdom。
交学费是从2500年前开始。
So to pay school fees start from 2000 years ago. Socrates doesn't understand. Who is qualified to trade this truth? You teach some knowledge to others. You want to take people's money? Are you selling truth or wisdom? I should be the seeker of this wisdom, not the one who had it and sell it. But of course, the medical school, they charge you. Even this book of Romans, we never charge fees. But willingly, you make offerings. Because you want to spend money in the iron halls. We do not fix the money and then you come. That's the way I walk. So everything you listen, you want to think.
那么这个 sophist 的毛病在哪？
So what's the problem of sophist?
他们喜欢辩论。
They like to argue and debate.
喜欢辩论，过于喜欢所辩论的真理。
So they like debate more than the truth of debating.
他们喜欢辩论。
They like to debate.
但是不喜欢辩论以后到底真理对不对？那个不要紧，最重要的我辩胜。
They don't care that after the battle, which is the truth, but only that I win is the debate.
凡是好胜过于真理得胜的人，都是 sophist 的灵性的子孙。
So those who like to win rather than the truth of debate are those the descendants of the spirit of the sophist.
今天许多政治家是如此。
Today a lot of politicians are that.
许多法官是如此。
A lot of judges are like that.
许多律师是如此。
A lot of lawyers like that.
有钱他就把你错的讲到对。
So when the rich they will defend you.
没有钱你对的他把你压下去讲到错。
So if no money even the right they push it wrong.
因为动机不是在为真理辩护。
Because the motive is not debating for the truth.
不是在伸张公义。
And that's to fight for truth.
制造自己的财富。
But to create their own property.
这样的精神进到医学界的时候，
this is a spirit when it comes to the medical field.
医生也变成买卖真理的人。
So the same thing with the doctor, they sell truth.
看见有钱人来摇尾巴。
So when they see the rich man, they want
to. 看见穷人来拒诸大门之外。
Welcome there, but not a poor man.
这个世界是很可怜。
That's the world that we live.
但就是他们自己讲这些，到底要表达什么呢？
They want to want to say on all these things.
就表达我们到底是为什么，是借着怎样的标准来看待对待自己的事情。
That's said for what sake and what standard we judge ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
我应当怎么样做人
？How should I be a man？
我以我的关系
I my own relationship.
我与人的关系。
Relationship with others.
我与社会的关系。
My relationship with
society. 我与神的关系。
My relationship with God.
我对历史的交代。
And to my responsibility.
我应当用什么做开始？
我
的事就是按照合适的眼光和标准来看待你自己。
According to the sober judgment, just as.
保罗这句话是太伟大了。
So my dear, is what a
God. 凭着基督的恩劝。
By the grace of God, and I exhort you, Paul said,
不要看自己贵属当看。
You look at someone higher than you ought to.
如果一个人看自己贵属当看
if a person just himself more highly than he ought
to 太过骄傲
then he's too proud
一个骄傲的人
a proud man
一定以自我为中心除了我的利益什么都不重要
he'll use himself as a center other than his own benefit of looking at other things
很危险的
it's dangerous with these kind of people
香港有一个基督徒的领袖讲这句话
and in Hong Kong there's a Christian leader who said this
他在一个会议中间讲这句话
in a meeting he said this
他说老实说
I tell you truly
我这一生从来不做任何一个对我没有益处的事情。
In my whole life, I've never done something which is not profitable to me.
他讲完了。
After he said that,
另外一个很好的基督教的领袖差不多昏倒了。
And another good Christian nearly fainted.
他说我的耳朵没有听错吧
？Have I heard it rightly?
我还可以听一个这么重要的基督教领袖口中讲出这样的话。
Such an important Christian leader said this statement.
我这一生从来不做对我没有利益的事情。
In my whole life, I will not do anything which is not profitable to myself.
那耶稣到世界上来。
So when Jesus came to the world,
他到底有什么事是对他有利益的
What kind of thing will benefit to him?
上十字架对他有什么益处
Is it good for him to go to the cross?
完全为别人
Totally for others
不是以自己为中心
Not using yourself as a center
一个人至高至大的时候
When a person is too proud
第一
The first
以自己为中心
Using yourself as a center
第二
The second
以自己为标准
Using yourself as a center
第三
The third
以自己高过上帝的道理
Using yourself as the more higher than God.
这个基点就是错误的。
And the basis is wrong.
当你基点错误的时候，什么都错误。
When the basis is wrong, everything is wrong.
你要找到中心点。
You have to find the center point.
那么无论你的重量多少，你都可以撑起来。
No matter how weighty that is, you are supporting.
你们大家看这里。
You see this?
这本圣经很重。
It's very heavy.
在我找到重心的时候呢
，When the pivot point,
它不会跌下来。
You have to fall.
如果你比我有三倍的体力
，But if you are three, time stronger than myself,
甚至你像 Mike Tyson 那样的
，Like Mike Tyson so strong,
你用你的手指抓住圣经的时候
，When you use the finger to support the Bible,
找到的是不对的重点
，You don't find the right point,
多大的力量都没办法
，No matter how strong you are, you cannot support it,
你明白吗
？You understand now?
你看清楚吗
？You look clearly.
我可以叫个小小的孩子。把个圣经撑住，因为他找到了那个真正的中心点。
I can ask a small boy also support this very.
他找到中心点的时候，他不怕圣经掉下来。
因为他是 afraid that the Bible fall。
有几百公斤的力量不在中心的，他一定掉下来。
Because how heavy that is, the right point you fall。
你的一生失败在哪里
？So where is the failure of life？
你没有找到真正的中心点。
You have not found the true center point。
来支持你的存在。
To support your life。
来看待你的生活。
To look at your life。
来发挥你的奋斗力。
To also the
你以自己为中心。
You use yourself as a center.
一定是错误的。
It will be wrong.
你以自己为中心。
You use yourself as a center.
你就变成主观的。
You will be subjective.
主观的。
When it's subjective.
你就变成相对的。
You will be relative.
相对的。
Somewhat relative.
你变成妥协的。
Become compromised.
所以主观主义、相对主义、妥协主义，一定是互为亲戚。一同彼此侵害
So subjectivity or relativism or compromising is not related
对哲学历史里面曾经有一个这样的时代
In the history of philosophy there's a thought
那就是以主观主义做出发点产生世界伦理的相对论
Using subjectivity as a starting point you just want to find a relativeness in the ethics
你说怎么做才对呢
How should I do before you say right? Don't care.
你以为对的就是对。
What you feel is right, right.
人家说你不对，不管他，反正他说你不对是他不对，你对就是你对。
When people say you're wrong, it's not wrong because he is wrong, not that you're wrong.
那么我对的是他的不对。
So when I'm right, he's wrong.
他的对是你的不对。
So he is right, it's my own wrong.
世界上到底有没有对？
So is there a right?
有啊。
Yes,
在哪里啊？
Right.
当你做你的感受对象
的
时候，你就是对。
So when you feel that you're right,
是不可能的。
It's not possible.
如果是这样
，If that's so,
等到我的孩子也这么做的时候
，So when the way my son do it,
父亲就吵起来了。
So I quarrel with him.
因为父亲说父亲对
，So the father will say I'm right.
孩子说孩子。
The son will say I'm right.
中国人更好，公说公有理。
The son will say the grandfather has grandfather's reason. The grandmother has grandmother's reason.
其实两个都有理。
Two also have their own reason.
两个都没有理。
So two have no reason at all.
整个加起来两个都七个字。
So when it add up together, they are nonsense.
你看到了没有
？So you see,
苏格拉底为什么要讨论共相的问题
Socrates, how come you talk about commonality?
Universal action.
Universal action.
什么叫做共享的这个事
业？ Universal action.
就是在你那边是对的，在我这里应当也是对才对。
To you, it's right. It's also should be right in my place.
在我这里是对的，在别的国家应当也是对才。
It's right here. You're also should be right in that nation.
让全世界的人。
So the whole world
共同找出大家应当承认的公理
have kind of universal axiom
容易吗
is it easy
不容易
no
是共相之争
so the debate of universal axiom
就变成历史历大两千多年来一个很重要的知识
Become a very important topic in philosophy down these 2000 years.
当你不喜欢别人太主观的时候
When it's not like people to be so subjective,
你要想你自己
You want to think about yourself.
你有没有主观
Am I subjective?
你以自己为中心
You use yourself as a standard.
以自己为标准
You use yourself as a standard.
结果你就产生了相对主义
So you produce a relativism.
产生了这个妥协主义
Compromise too.
或者产生绝对不妥协的野蛮主义
Or also the savage is absolute non-compromise.
看自己太高了
You look at it too highly.
当一个人看自己太高的时候
When look at yourself too highly
他一定不会荣耀上帝
Surely he will not glorify God
只能夺取上帝
He cannot snatch the glory of God
一定不会礼让别人
He will not give way to others
他只能轻看他的同类
He will not despise others
他一定没有办法舍己
He will not give himself up
因为他以自己为绝对的权
Because he finds himself an absolute authority
副作用一连产生
So there are many many side effects
像骨牌效应一样的
And that's a domino theory.
吞噬个人到吞噬整个社会的安宁。
So you engulf yourself and engulf the safety of the world.
从一个开始。
It starts from one point.
看自
己。You look at someone higher than you should.
保罗说：“我凭着基督给我的恩劝你们。”
And that's why possibly by the grace of God I exhort you.
不要看自己所当
的。You look at yourself more highly.
那当然，这句话如果转过来反面来思想
，You turn it to the other way.
你也不能看自己。低过所当看
Do not look at us too lowly than you ought to
我已经说了自卑是至高的亲的这个表兄弟
I say that it's a cousin brother of infinity complex and quietness
如果有一些人实实在在是因为还不懂的时候是有一个真正诚实的自卑怎么办
If a person truly before that he knows himself he is inferior
这种自卑哪里来的
Where comes this infinity complex
你注意下面这几句话
Pay to these statements
也就是他的才干跟他的雄心不相称
That is talent and ambition doesn't come in parallel.
我应当
I should.
我要
I want.
我应当可以达到这个地步
I can do this.
我要奋斗
I want to strive.
这叫做 ambition.
That's called ambition.
这叫做 aspiration. 雄心
雄心
野心
ambition.
雄心太野的时候变成野雄心
So when you're too wild with ambition, that's not good.
那么野心呢很伟大的时候是有雄心的野心
So with this bad ambition that has.
野心跟雄心不同的地方。
So where that's the difference? This ambition and also over ambition.
野心是为自己。
The over ambitious for your own self.
雄心是为自己可以达到的可能性。
But when you're visionary, you want to reach with your potential.
到底基督教有没有反对人有雄心
？And does Christian go against that we being visionary?
有没有？有问题啊
？I'm asking you.
人有雄心可以吗
？Can we have this
可以吗
？Vision。
你可以有雄心吗
？Must you have a vision？
你可以有追求吗
？Must you
可以有奋斗吗
？One problem strive
错误的人
，those are wrong。
常常说不要
，no don't do it。
要谦卑
，be humble。
要谦卑
，be humble。
很多人才一定要外流，因为给错误的基督教领袖压得半死，透不过气就跑掉了。
They always be exodus of talents because they want the spirit to press them out。
这些笨领袖。
So these are stupid and fool leaders.
什么都不能做
They cannot do anything.
又怕人家比他好
But they're afraid people better than they do.
自有才干
So they want to suppress those who are talented.
把他们的追求当作他们的骄傲
So they're seeking, they thought that they're proud.
所以这个是很可怕的事情
So something pitiful.
你听我的聚会
When they come to my meeting.
参加我的茶经
And so my exposition
你发现我走的路不是传统
My way.
错误树林观的道
My path is a traditional spiritual concept.
我这一生很盼望什么
I hope in my own life.
他们比我才干
Those are more talented.
比我有智慧
Those are more wise than myself.
比我有奋斗的人
Those are more striving.
比我有成功的人
Those are more successful than myself.
接替我的工作
You succeed me.
可以超越我的工作
And transcend me.
但是呢
But then.
可是有一些自以为比我有才干的人其实没有多少
There are people who thought they're better than myself. They're not better talented than myself.
所以你要分开来
So you must separate them.
雄心不是野心
To be ambitious, not to be the visionary.
野心不是雄心。
So when I'm over ambitious, it's the visionary.
大家说一二三，雄心不是野心，野心不是雄心。 好，回去写个 homework 好不好？
Yeah, assignment for yourself.
雄心与野心的分别。
The difference of being visionary and ambitious.
好好
take it through.
啊，如果你是有雄心的
，If you have this kind visionary, it's good.
感谢主
，Praise God.
你应当有雄心。
You must have the vision.
基督教的圣经从来没有反对人有雄心。
Because the Christian Bible never opposed that we have visions.
但是基督教的圣经常常警戒人不可有野心。
But the Bible prohibited us to be over ambitious.
很多伟大的教会都是有雄心的人建起来，后来跟有野心的人抢过去。
Many big churches are established by those visionaries that take over by those who are over ambitious.
雄心不死。
And this visionary is not over ambitious.
我们可以不可以计划大的事情？
Can we plan for good things?
可以不可以啊？
Can we plan for big things?
可以不可以啊？
Can we?
谁告诉你？
Who tell you can?
你们回答可以的，现在告诉我，谁告诉你可以？
Who tell you that you can?
我想可以吗？
I think we should.
你还是以自己为中心，自己衡量自己。
So you still use yourself as a measure of yourself.
那你说可以吗？
Can you?
圣经有没有说你可以图谋大事啊？
The Bible says you must plan big things.
有吗？圣经说什么？你不可图谋大事。
You cannot plan for good things, big things.
你说有我翻出来给你看。
I want to show the Bible to you.
有没有？圣经耶利米对巴录说什么
？Jeremiah told Baal.
你不可。
You cannot.
图谋大事。
Plan big things.
那么图谋大事可以不可以
？Can we plan big things?
可以。
说开。
耶利米讲的话，完整的句子是这样：你不可为自己图谋大事。
You cannot plan big things for your own self. That's what he said.
你要为神图谋大事是可以的。
But For God, you want to plan big things.
雄心是成就神的荣耀。
So to be visionary, accomplish the glory of God.
神的旨意。
And accomplish the will of God.
达到神的要求。
Become so big and reach the big plan of
God. 野心是把个人的自私。
When all ambitions, your own selfishness.
个人自狂自大的骄傲。
Your fanatical pride.
当作最终极的目标来压制别人。
You use it as an ultimate purpose to suppress others.
压制别人。
Spend hours opportunities.
那叫做野心。
That's called over ambition.
现在我提雄心是什么
？So what is visionary?
感谢我不必做 homework， 因为你自己讲出来了。
Praise God, I don't have my assignment because I said it.
雄心
，visionary，
不是以自己为中心。
No, you see yourself as a center.
是以神的旨意为目标。
Using God's plan as a purpose.
道的原则为原则。
With God's word as a principle.
用圣灵的引导为轨迹。
With the guidance of Holy Spirit.
用谦卑受教的心为精神。
With a heart of humility and teachable to the
spirit.
To discover and do it best. To strive to the biggest achievement. That's called visionary. Must we have visionary? We must have vision. But what must it come to? With the talents.
这才干包括天赋的
What is given heaven by heaven?
包括经历的
Experience.
包括训练的
By training.
包括觉悟的
By understanding.
包括观察的
By observation.
包括吸收的
By what you observe.
包括试验的
And according to your
standard.
So what is God given to you?
Implant
the inborn talent.
那么你自己的经验中间学到。
Then from what you learn from experiences.
慢慢把自己装备起来。
Slowly equip yourself.
你从书本看到。
What you learn from books.
课堂研究。
Also study from classes.
加在你的经验中间。
All things added to your experience.
加在你的知识上。
Added to your knowledge.
那么你就更多懂得怎么做这个事情。
All the more you know how to do it.
再加上你看别人的错误。
When it's observe people have wrong, have failed.
你就境界自己不要重蹈他的覆辙。
Then you warn yourself not to pass the wrong
path. 再查验。
And observe again.
怎样发挥。
And test and prove.
是。
How to do it.
怎样发展。
How to develop it.
结果你就变成一个很有才干。
So you're talented now.
这个才干包括天资的聪明、经验、学习、试验。吸收观察等等
，so it becomes inborn talent, also observation, experiences, and testing.
才干
，your talents,
雄心
，also your vision.
可以
的 ，it must come
to 这个很要
，it's important.
我在1970年的时候
，1970 也是
台北对600个牧师传道。
In Taipei, I was preaching to more than 800-600
pastors.
Talk about
the balance of Christians.
The balance of Christians.
基督徒的平衡。
The balance of Christians.
那么这基督徒的平衡，我提到其中一点。雄心与智能的平衡。
One point I mentioned the balance of your own self-estimate and vision.
如果你的才干很低
，if your talent is low，
你的雄心很大
，big vision，
这个叫贻笑大方
，that we laugh at others， 自大 ，become laughing stock，
自讨羞辱。
So you have to find shame for yourself，
你懂吗？
Understand?
如果你的才干很高
，your talent is high, your vision is low, then you self-hide it. Then you bury your own self. Then you'll be rusted and rust away.
So
a lot of people. You know, originally intelligent, they want to achieve in life. Many people though, it's not too intelligent, but big achievement.
为什么呢?
Why? Because knowledge and wisdom are different. Because this wisdom guides the direction of knowledge. And also this wisdom is actually settled for this knowledge. And also the foundation of knowledge. And knowledge is the building up of wisdom. And wisdom is the direction of knowledge. Knowledge is the concept of wisdom. When all these things separate wisely, and put these two together again. Young people, today when I heard all this, you say, Lord, I don't want to take a transcend my talents. Or if not, I'll put in a mess. Then I'll put in a mess. And also become hindrance to society. Lord, I do not also want to hide my talents. So that I will not be the achievement or the potential given to me. When they come this thing together, that is the meaning of this verse. You judge yourself with a sober judgment according to the measure of faith God has given to you. And according to the right measure, sober. And like a middle course of the Chinese, what's the relationship? And also Aristotelian the middle course, what is the relationship? Aristotle says, pride, and between the pride and self-inferior, you must have self-respect and also alertness in humility. That's called middle course. And some people just take two pins to their fairies. And some also just finished the high school, they thought they are very bright. These are people. They don't have middle course. Middle course. You can have this capital to be proud. But you want to control yourself. You have a better talent than others. But you continue to learn. Next week I'll talk to you about true definition of humility. So that we look at ourselves not too highly, become a wise man that we do. Pray that God help us. I'll stop here tonight. May God bless us. Session by session. What have I done on you? To be a sculptor. So the future you, as compared to the past you, will be different. The you in the past, like a marble, will be thrown by the roadside and cannot be used. But the future you, because of the will of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, you become a useful man. Are you willing? May God bless us. Let us pray. Are you willing? May God bless us. Let us pray.